I suppose, Alec, it was another busy weekend on the rugby front. We'll start with the local action, and loads of credit have to go to Omagh. I know we've spoke about this every weekend and the performance that they put in the All-Ireland League. Back up to senior rugby and finishing second in Division 2C and just missing out in that promotion final yesterday by 6 points. But the effort that that club and the players and everybody involved that have put in over the year has been fantastic, so it has.
Has indeed, and as I said yesterday when I was doing my reports, there couldn't have been a better day. Actually, there was blue skies and there was a hell of a crowd at Durable Park yesterday. As somebody was saying, it's the biggest crowd they've seen in an AIL game for a long, long time. And, you know, there was two or three busloads up from Omagh, and a lot of spectators drove up. And as you say, I mean, their club is buzzing at the moment. The support they have both on and off the pitch is great. And they were, you know, yesterday, 26-20. I suppose on the overall 80 minutes, you would have to say Harlequins would have shaded it okay. But there was a wee controversial moment in the second sin bin, which Omagh had when Ali Beckett was sin binned. And both the coach and myself, you might have heard. I mean, as far as I was concerned, the Harlequins guy just went over the ruck like a kamikaze pilot. So that was a penalty before Beckett even tried to get the ball, but that's the way it goes. You know, the referee makes his decision. During that time, Harlequins, of course, as any good side would, took advantage and ran on 2 points, and that got them into a 26-12 lead. And to be honest, with 15 minutes to go, you know, a lot of sides would have crumbled under that pressure, but no, Omagh came back. And then in the last 10 minutes, Stuart McCain, the scrum half, he got over for a converted score to bring it down to 26-20. And they had a couple of other opportunities, not big opportunities, but a couple of times had the ball been shifted slightly more. Who knows, it could have been a fantastic finish. As it was, I think I said to you about the bizarre finish at the end. The referee must have said to the Harlequins out half, last kick of the game, but I don't know what he was trying to do with the ball. He stuck it up in the air, it bounced. Two Omagh boys were running after it. It bounced into the trial goal area, and only their full back slid across and managed to get a finger on it. It could have been an amazing finish. But having said that, you know, Washington, as you say, Omagh's had a great season. And I think, as our coach said, but and been very sensible about it, he said, we were a surprise packet this year in 2C. He says, you know, the boys love to realise next year, everybody knows what we're about now, and it might be just slightly harder. But I think that the application that the coach and the players showed yesterday augurs well for next year. And of course, actually, we'll have two local derbies between City of Derry and Omagh.
Yeah, there'll be a few local derbies, all right. And I suppose yesterday in that game, Belfast Harlequins had the experience from playing at a higher level of rugby on the day. And moving forward now for Omagh, they did say that they were the surprise package, but now having had this experience already, that will stand to them next year, so it will, Alec.
Oh, it will indeed, and as I said, Oisin, what you say there is correct. I mean, Harlequins have been relegated 2 seasons in a row, and some of those guys who were playing yesterday were playing in Division 2A, so, you know, they have a lot of experience and miles on the clock, and that experience gained yesterday. But the great thing about it was, and everybody was remarking about after the game, was that, to say, a 26-12, a lesser side would have crumbled, but Omagh came back and very nearly won the game, and I think that's been their forte all season. They're an 80-minute team, they're very fit, and that's going to be very important next season.
Yeah. Just touching on Rennie as well, losing out right at the end by 2 points against Navan, 16-14, and it's always hard when you suffer a defeat, but to lose it in the manner with basically the last kick of the game, it's hard to take out.
There was 6 minutes into extra time, apparently, whenever Navan got a converted score, and you know, that would have been really, really hard to take, as you say. You know, you're leading 14-9, and you're thinking that, well, you just don't make any mistakes, don't give away any penalties, and all of a sudden a try comes, and that's it. But they of course, were promoted from 2C up to 2B this year and have had a very, very good season. And you would have to think, if their progress continues, that they'll certainly be in contention next year, whether they win it. But I certainly think they'll be in the playoffs. So they'll get the opportunity again. And maybe, you know, that wee bit of annoyance yesterday, they'll be able to take it out next year and improve even more.
Yeah. Let's step into the Pro 14. Ulster playing out a 24 apiece game with Munster over the course of the weekend. They couldn't get that bonus point one that would have put them in contention for the knockout stage of the competition. How do you think the Ulster boys fared out over the last couple of weeks, Alec and things just haven't really been clicking for them, have they?
No, this is it. They had a very good, well, you know, they've had 4 results. They had the best performance probably this season was last Saturday in the second half when they beat Glasgow and got the try bonus points. But even yesterday, Oisin, if they'd got 5 points, at the end of the day, I mean, Edinburgh beat Glasgow I think about an hour after the Ulster performance. So it didn't really matter. I mean, what you were expecting yesterday was going to be very difficult. 5 points from Ulster, no points from Edinburgh. From Ulster's point of view, as I say, the last they pulled it back a bit in the last 4 or 5 weeks. You know, Henderson going on yesterday. But the good thing about it, Oisín, is there's still one game left. They're into the playoffs, and if they'll be at home to the Ospreys, I think it's in 2 or 3 weeks' time. If they won that game there, they're in the Champions Cup, and that's very, very important that they maintain in the Champions Cup. Ben Cunningham, their Director of Operations, he said yesterday, I noticed it, and it's in the papers today, they have already signed, sealed and delivered a new coach, but they're not making any comments about it for another 2 or 3 weeks. But the fact that they've got a top-class coach or the person they wanted and situated at the end of the season will be good. Yeah. So,
are you going to speculate on who that coach is, Alec? Or what's the rumour mill suggesting?
Even the papers today now, they would talk about the Australian Sevens coach, but apparently it's not him. Might be a surprise, you just don't know. I mean, maybe Lancaster, you know, who started Leinster, maybe he's a person. But I have a feeling it's somebody from abroad, and it obviously is quite a high-ranking person to get. And the good thing, too, is having got him in at this moment in time, there's a lot of players' contracts are finished. So to go and sign players for next year, if you have a coach in position and somebody that's well-respected, it makes it much, much easier, you know, to sign the players. But, I mean, the thing about it is that, I mean, it's been a horrendous season, both on and off the pitch from Ulster, and I'm sure Ian will be delighted if they can get that win against the Ospreys, get into the Champions Cup, have a break for 3 months, and then start afresh again in September.
Just finally, Ulster not involved at the top level of European club rugby, I suppose, is unthinkable, Alec. And if they're going to bring a big name coach and they want to improve next year, they have to be in the Champions Cup. They cannot drop out of it.
Oh, no. I mean, this game against the Ospreys, the way things were going, Oisín, up until about four weeks ago, they mightn't even be in a playoff position. They have got themselves now into a position and they've got a home draw. The Ospreys will have to come to the Kingspan, and with home advantage, you would like to think that Ulster will produce the goods. As you say, this is a big, big game. You win this one and you're in the Champions Cup next year. You lose it and you're in the Challenge Cup. And as you say, you're not going to get players coming to play in the Challenge Cup when they can go elsewhere to the Champions Cup.
Okay, Alec, many thanks for talking to us, and we'll speak to you again next weekend.
Okay, Oisín, cheers.